Hi, friends. Welcome to Direct Impact Broadcasting. The network of growth and transformation presents SOS for Leaders, where your host, Taiwana Wilson, will be sharing leadership and personal growth strategies. Let's jump right in.
Hey, hey, friends. Welcome back to SOS for Leaders. I am your host, Taiwana Coach T. Wilson, and today we're diving into something that can make or break your leadership trajectory, your voice. Not just the sound that comes out of your mouth, but how you communicate your ideas, your value, and your vision in a way that make people stop and listen. This episode is called Speak Life, You Belong, Building Your Leadership Voice. Because here's what I know. I know that you can have all the technical skills in the world, but if you can't articulate your ideas with confidence and clarity, you'll stay invisible. And I know you don't want that. Today, we'll be in the capability phase of my signature Stand Out with Intent framework, where we're building the skills that amplify your influence. And nothing amplifies your influence faster than learning how to speak up, speak out, and speak with intention. So if you've ever sat in a meeting with something important to say but didn't speak up, if you've ever made a great point that seemed to disappear into thin air, or if you've ever felt like your voice just doesn't carry the weight it should, then this episode is for you. So let's get started. Let me start with some truth telling. Most of us weren't taught how to communicate like leaders. We were taught to be nice, to wait our turn, to let our work speak for itself. Does that resonate with you? But in today's workplace, silence isn't a strategy. It's really career suicide. I learned this the hard way early in my lab career. I remember sitting in cross-functional meetings watching other people present their ideas that weren't really nearly as strong as the ones that I had in my mind, but they knew how to package them. They knew how to frame their message. They knew how to command attention. Meanwhile, I was just sitting there with brilliant insights, waiting for that perfect moment to kind of speak up from the corner that never came. Or when I did speak up, those times that I did get the courage to say my ideas got buried between rambling because I delivered them like I was apologizing for having an opinion, which was really ineffective. It was then that I realized something important. Your ideas are only as powerful as your ability to communicate them. Having great thoughts in your head doesn't count if they never make it out of your mouth with impact. So let me give you some tips here. Let's talk about three levels of leadership communication that every standout professional needs to master. First, having the ability to communicate up. Communicating up. This is how you speak to senior leadership, your boss, or anyone above you in your hierarchy. The key here isn't to impress them with how smart you are. It's to make their job easier. Let me repeat that. It is not to say how smart you are. It's to make their job easier. When you communicate up, lead with the bottom line. Don't bury your point in a story. Start with the outcome, the recommendation, or the solution. Get in there and get out of there. And then give context if they ask for it. So here's an example. Instead of saying, so we've been having some issues with the new protocol and there have been a few hiccups and I think maybe we should consider looking at some alternatives. Try this. I recommend we pause the new protocol implementation for 2 weeks to address three critical issues I've identified. This will prevent potential errors and save us approximately $15,000 in rework costs. You see the difference? You see how that sounds different? You sound like someone who thinks strategically and not just tactfully. Second, communicating across. When you communicate across, this is peer-to-peer communication with colleagues at your level or in other departments. The goal here is collaboration, not competition. With your peers, your voice should be solution-focused and inclusive. Use language like, let's explore, or what if we tried X, or I'm seeing an opportunity to dot, dot, dot. The secret sauce, always connect your ideas to shared goals. Instead of making it about your department or your needs, frame it around what everyone wants to achieve. And the third level of leadership communication is communicating down. If you lead a team, or even if you're mentoring someone, this is about inspiration and clarity. Your voice needs to provide direction while providing or building confidence. When you communicate down, people need to hear both the why, the what, and even the how. They need to understand not just what you're asking them to do, but why it matters and how they fit into the bigger picture. So always think about those three levels of leadership communication. Should you be communicating up, communicating across, or communicating down, and speak to the stakeholders at those various levels in a way that's receptive for them. There is power in this language shift. Most of us have been conditioned to use what I would call permission language, words that make us sound like we're asking for approval instead of leading with confidence. Here are some shifts that will change how people hear you. So make sure you get your notebook out and write these down. Instead of, I just think we might want to consider, say, I recommend we. Instead of saying, sorry to bother you, but say, I'd like to discuss. Instead of, this might be a silly idea, but say this, here's a potential solution. Instead of, maybe we could try, say, let's implement, dot, dot, dot. I want you to eliminate three words from your professional vocabulary starting today. So make me a promise that Coach T, I am going to eliminate these three words from my professional vocabulary. And those three words are just, maybe, and sorry. Unless you've actually done something wrong, then you use sorry. But we don't want to be in a habit of just saying, oh, I'm sorry. These little words are undermining your authority, believe it or not, without you even realizing it. When you say, I just wanted to check in, you're minimizing your own purpose. When you say, maybe we should, you're sounding uncertain about your own ideas. Your voice should reflect what you know, not what you're unsure about. Okay? All right. So let me give you a formula that you can use when you're talking with people and boost your confidence. A formula for speaking with confidence, even when you don't feel 100% ready, is preparation plus framing plus delivery, which equals confident communication. So here's an example. Preparation. Know your core message. If you can't summarize your point in one sentence, neither can your audience. Get clear before you get loud. framing. Lead with impact statements. Here's what I'm seeing and my recommendation. Or to move us forward, I suggest these openings signal that you're thinking strategically. And then deliver.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of SOS for Leaders, where Taiwana shared nuggets of wisdom that you can use to win in life. Follow her on Facebook, Instagram, and connect on LinkedIn. And remember, the secrets of success in your life resides inside of you. When you know what your strengths are, you can utilize them to live an impactful and influential life.